Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. After the conquest of Makkah Mukarramah, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had sent letters of invitation to the various emperors, rulers, the Roman Empire, Persian Empire. The Persian ruler was infuriated. He felt to himself, an ordinary person, and he is writing up to me. And he tore up the letter of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When a person dishonors a Nabi, be it a Muslim or a non-Muslim, and he doesn't have any regard for Nabi, he dishonors him, then he's invited and attracted divine punishment. So Nabi Samad cursed him, that may Allah Ta'ala tear your kingdom to pieces. And it so happened, within a few years the whole thing was finished. A kingdom that had lasted for some 5,000 years. And then Nabi Samad cursed, and within the next, I would say about 12 years, and the whole thing was ended. It was something that was unimaginable. His son, Kisra's son, was after the kingdom. And the father noticed that this child wants to come and sit on my place. So the son found an opportunity, and he got his father killed. Now just imagine the effect of the dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the meanwhile, before the death of the father, the father had sent two strong men to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the intention that they must arrest Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and bring him. Each of them is so strong, was true, according to the stats that is given from that zamana, that era, each one is so strong that one is enough for 1,000 persons. So strong persons were sent to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They came in the divine presence and they were commissioned to take away Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when they came there, they began to shiver. Nusirtu bi ru'bi ala salasati ashhurin. Nabi Sam has been given the type of awe, that his awe can be perceived at the distance of a month. Ala masafati shahrin. The person is somewhere 1 month journeys away from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but you can perceive that all. These persons came, and the command was that they must come and apprehend Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and take him. And here they come here and they are shivering. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had seen them, and he turned his Mubarak face away, and he asked them, who asked you to shave like this? Who asked you to shave off your beard? So they said, no, our Lord Kisra has asked us to do the same. Whereupon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told them, well, my Rabb commanded me to lengthen the beard. And he also disclosed to them that my Rabb has killed your Rabb. Now, these people went back, and as they went, they found exactly as Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam predicted, this person is killed. So many of them had accepted Islam on that occasion. But now the father, as he was killed, he thought to himself, my son is after the kingdom, and he's going to overthrow me, he's going to get me killed. So let me, in advance, make arrangements for his death as well. Anyway, as the father was killed, son came onto the throne, And immediate response, let me go see the vault. Once you got the keys now, then let me go see the vault. You can see the tijori now, so what it is like. So he saw a bottle that this medication is very, very potent. The mural father knew that this child, yeah, he liked all this. Because he was after the father's wife. And that was amongst the reasons for him killing the father. Because he killed the father and he got the father's wife into his marriage.
So he got the father killed. And he went into the vault. And he saw that medication. And very potent. So now he's thinking to himself, watch out. Father must be very strong because of all these things. So many wives he had and all that. It was because of this medication that he used to take. So he went and took that medication and he died. So the father died, the son died. Sherbi, I think that was the name. As he died, so there's nobody to become the successor to the throne. The only person that could be the successor was a woman. And she had to succeed. When Nabi Sam heard this, so Nabi Sam announced to the Sahaba Kiram, "La yufliha qawmun wallaw amrahum imra'atan." Any people who appoints a woman as their leader, they can't prosper. And so it happened, she could manage the whole thing. She died. So within just about 10 or 12 years, and the whole thing collapsed. Imagine a kingdom that stood for over 5,000 years. Roman Empire used to be shivering for them. And here, Nabi Sam had cursed them, and they were destroyed. In the meanwhile, if you look at the Roman Empire, it lasted for some time. And then, though the Caesar had also collapsed, but in different ways, they had Allah Ta'ala allowed them to continue. And the reason that they give is that when he received the letter of Nabi Sallam, he showed respect to it. In some silk casing, he had shown respect to the Mubarak letter of Nabi Sallam. So though there was not a Caesar, but the Romans, they enjoyed even after that. But what I'm trying to show you is the respect. Here there was no respect shown and there was total collapse. Here he showed respect and Allah Ta'ala allowed him to thrive, to continue. So this respecting the Anbiya alayhi wasalam and respecting any aspect of deen, this is your survival, and disregarding anything of deen, this is your decline and destruction. Right, there may be some things that we can't practice upon, but that doesn't mean that we show any disrespect. Smallest, minutest things of respect, we will respect. You may have noticed some years ago, every masjid had a jubba and they'll have a whole rack of topis. But if a person felt that his clothing wasn't too decent, he was wearing a trouser or something, and he felt his clothing wasn't too right, then he'll have the decency of putting on a jubba and coming in. Or sometimes a person forgot to wear his topi, so he'll have that whole rack of topis, he'll put on a topi and come in. So they had that type of decency that this is a masjid, and I can't come here in this type of casual clothing. This casual clothing, I can't come into the masjid, into the house of Allah Ta'ala with this type of clothing. But now, with the passage of time, the type of respect is lost. And sometimes where the respect goes, you see now an Arab is doing it, so because the Arab is doing it, so therefore we can do it. It's a license. So the Arab is not the Quran. He's not the Hadith, and nor is he the Quran. If he's doing it, it's not a license for us to do it. We will show the greatest respect and regard for the Arabs, but that doesn't mean that they became the Quran and they became the Hadith, that we just look at them and do whatever they do. Amongst the Arabs also you'll find those of nobility and those that are coming from a village background. And most people that come for Hajj is from people coming from village backgrounds. So they don't have that level of understanding of deen.
Al-Arabu ashaddu kufran wa nifaqan wa ajdaru an la ya'lamu hududa ma anzalallah.
Coming from a village background, they don't have the understanding. They're not that refined. They'll be reading the Quran Sharif, and if they were to engage in a talk or they were to do something else, they may just leave the Quran Sharif near the shoe. And they don't think much about it.
One person is wanting to fix up one globe in the Haram Sharif, right in the Haram Sharif,
and he reaches for it, so he sees that he can't reach up to that globe. So he finds a whole stack of Quran, he stacks it up, and he clamps over it, and he fixes the globe.
So they come from the type of a village background. They don't have that refinement, many of them.
So it doesn't mean that that Arab is doing something stupid that becomes a license for us to emulate him. He doesn't understand, though he's an Arab, but he doesn't have the understanding. So that's not a proof that now we can do this, because he is doing it, therefore we can do it.
Many times people get confused in this manner. He is doing it, so I can do it. He is doing it, so I can do it. What's wrong in doing it?
Now, this was such a tradition amongst our people. We had a lot of respect for the masjid, for namaz, for anything to do with deen. They had a lot of respect. And suddenly when we began to interact with other people, and we saw that they were not showing that respect, so now in our naivety and stupidity, we felt that if they can't show the respect, being Arabs, then why should we show respect?
So this respect, many a times, it is a means for the continuity of a people.
And people prosper, they continue, and they thrive. And the reason for their thriving, their prospering, is the respect that they show.
There's a great relationship between respect and continuity.
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الحمد كله اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك ولعظيم سلطانك اللهم لك الحمد كالذي تقول وخيرا مما نقول اللهم لك الحمد ملء السماوات وملء الأرض وملء ما بينهما وملء ما شئت من شيء بعده اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك ولعظيم سلطانك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وصل على سيدنا محمد كلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم إنا نسألك بأنك أنت الله الأحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد اللهم إنا نسألك باسمك الأعظم الذي إذا سئل به أعطى وإذا دعي به أجاب لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين اللهم يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم مغفرتك أوسع لنا من ذنوبنا ورحمتك أرجى عندنا من أعمالنا فاغفر لنا يا ربنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أنت أعلم به منا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل اسم. اللهم لا تدع لنا في مقامنا هذا ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا هما إلا فرجته، ولا دينا إلا قضيته، ولا مريضا إلا شفيته وعافيته، ولا ميتا إلا غفرت ورحمته، ولا ضالا عن الإسلام إلا هديته، ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة هي لك رضا ولنا فيها صلاح إلا أنتنا على قضائها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك، ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك، ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا. اللهم متعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقلوبنا وأزواجنا وذرياتنا. اللهم متعنا بأسمائنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا أبدا ما أحييتنا. اللهم اجعله الوارث منا. اللهم اجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا. اللهم انصرنا على من آدانا، ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا. اللهم لا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا، ولا إلى النار مصيرنا، ولا إلى النار مصيرنا، ولا إلى النار مصيرنا. اللهم اجعل الجنة هي دارنا. O most merciful Allah, O most kind Allah, O most compassionate Allah, Ya Allah, we beg of you, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we ask of you, Ya Allah, in this Mubarak moment of Ramadan, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, to forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, your Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, cursed is that person who finds the month of Ramadan and is not forgiven, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, he said, Ameen to the dua, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us not be the mizdaq of this dua of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, shower us with your forgiveness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the first ashra of rahmah is gone, Ya Allah. The second ashra of maghfirat is gone, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are in the ashra, Ya Allah, of itqum min al-niran, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, right our souls from those that have been freed from the fire of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't ever torment us with the fire of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, O most kind and compassionate Allah, Ya Allah, look at us favorably, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, look at us favorably, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are sitting in your house, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, definitely we are not worthy of being here, Allah. Ya Allah, it's only through your grace and benevolence, Ya Allah, your kindness, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, that you looked at us favorably, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you brought us here in your house, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you guided us to come, Ya Allah. We did not come of our own, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you granted us to be sitting amongst the pious, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you granted us the company and the suhbat of your awliya, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not look at who is asking, Ya Allah, but look at what is being asked, Ya Allah. Look at in whose company it's being asked, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, write us from the forgiven ones, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it such, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are turning to you in repentance, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you say in the Quran Sharif, Ya Allah, that illa man taba wa amana wa amila salihan fa ulaika yubaddilu Allahu sayyi'atihim hasanat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, that we need to turn to you in repentance, Ya Allah. You turn our evil into good, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we've got mountains and mountains of evil deeds, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our good deeds are few and far between, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, change our evil into good, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, change our evil into good, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever few good deeds that we have done to Ya Allah, Ya Allah, they are tainted, Ya Allah. Tainted with pride, Ya Allah. Tainted with ostentation, Ya Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, Ya Allah, there is nothing else but your grace, Ya Allah, that we have hope in, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have hope in you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, not in our amal, Ya Allah. Because our amal are very weak, Ya Allah. Very, very weak, Ya Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, oh most kind and compassionate Allah, look at us favorably, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there's perhaps 2 or 3 days left of this Mubarak month, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we did not spend the beginning of this month correctly, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we write at the end, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, al-ibratu lil-khawatim, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you look at the ending, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it such, Ya Allah, that we spend these last few moments of this month of Ramadan correctly, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, spend it in a manner that you are pleased with us, Ya Allah. Spend it in a manner that we will be accruing deeds and good deeds for ourselves, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you will grant us the ability to spend it in such a manner, Ya Allah, that it will become our passport to Jannah, Ya Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, O most kind and compassionate Allah, forgive our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the sins of our parents, Ya Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, Ya Allah, some of our parents have passed on, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you fill their qabrs with nur, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you open a window from the windows of Jannah to them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that are living, Ya Allah, forgive their sins as well, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it such, Ya Allah, that we obey them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, that we not hurt their feelings in any way, Ya Allah. Those of our parents who have passed on, Ya Allah, if we had hurt them, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you forgive us for that, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you make it easy for them in their qabrs, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and likewise, all the Muslims that have passed on, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whoever they are, Ya Allah, wherever they are, Ya Allah, make it easy for them in their qabrs, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, write for them the emancipation from the fire of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you free souls from the fire of Jahannam in this last 10 days of Ramadan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, nothing stops you from freeing every single soul from the fire of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, oh most kind and compassionate Allah, Ya Allah, you forgive all our marhumin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there are amongst us many who have lost near and dear ones, Ya Allah, in the recent past, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you grant them sabr, Ya Allah. You grant them sabr jameel, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us always the ability to patiently persevere in whatever difficulties and whatever problems we have, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant us this quality of patiently persevering, Ya Allah, in whatever the situation may be. Oh my beloved Allah, oh most kind and compassionate Allah, we ask you, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you have granted us so much, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are not worthy of this, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, so many ni'mat you have granted us, Ya Allah, so many ni'mat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we never asked you for iman, Ya Allah, you wrote it for us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you granted us good parents, Ya Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, you granted us good spouses and good wives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you granted us beautiful children, Ya Allah. All these are your ni'mat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you granted us limbs, Ya Allah, that are salamat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you haven't given us any deformities, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, yet so many ni'mat you have rained upon us, Ya Allah, yet we continue to disobey you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Your very ni'mat that you have granted us, Ya Allah, we use the same ni'mat in your disobedience, oh my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us for this, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us for this, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, this is a great crime, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Grant us the ability to turn back to you, Ya Allah. Grant us the ability to come back to you, Ya Allah. Grant us the ability to come back to the sunnah of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, our beloved Nabi, who did everything for us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, who cried for us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, what difficulties didn't Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam go through for us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we read in the Hadith Sharif, Ya Allah, that on one occasion, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make dua for her, Ya Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made so much dua for her, Ya Allah, that she was bursting with happiness, Ya Allah. Then Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her that, oh Aisha, the same dua I make for my ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the same dua for us every day, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the same Nabi, Ya Allah, we hurt his feelings, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we trample upon his sunnah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we look down upon his sunnah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive this crime of ours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant the men of this ummah the ability to continue growing beards, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the ability to love the kurta, Ya Allah. To love the topi, Ya Allah. To love the symbols and the shair of Islam, Ya Allah. Grant our mothers and sisters the ability to go into hijab, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the ability, Ya Allah, to bring every sunnah alive in our life, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, so that our Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can be happy with us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not let it be such, Ya Allah, that we let Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam down, Ya Allah. That, Ya Allah, when we come to him, Ya Allah, the house, Ya Allah, he chases us away, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, oh my beloved Allah, we ask of you, Ya Allah, to grant us the ability to bring in every sunnah in our life, Ya Allah. Let us walk sunnah, let us talk sunnah, let us sleep sunnah, Ya Allah. Every single sunnah, Ya Allah, grant us the ability to bring it into our lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bring it into our lives of our wives and children, Ya Allah. In the ummah at large, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have granted us so much, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we are not worthy of it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have granted us a roof over our heads, Ya Allah. You granted us conveyances, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the list goes on, Ya Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, do not snatch away your ni'mas because of your disobedience, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't ever let the dunya become our objective, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, turn our hearts away from this dunya, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Allahumma la tajali dunya akbar hammina, Ya Allah. Do not make it our be all and end all, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let your pleasure be our be all and end all, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us Strive to make you happy, Allah. Let us strive to make your Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam happy, Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, oh most kind and compassionate Allah. Ya Allah, make it such, Ya Allah, that we lead our lives, Ya Allah, making you happy, Ya Allah. And then when our time for our maut comes, Ya Allah, then we are pleased to meet you, oh my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, make it such, Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, Ya Allah, then we are reciting kalima tayyiba, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ya Allah, let us pass away in such a manner that you are pleased with us and we are pleased with you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, that is, Ya Allah, the best part of our lives, Ya Allah. Make it the ending of our lives. اللهم اجعل خير أمورنا آخره وخير أعمالنا خواتمه وخير أيامنا يوم نلقاك فيه. Ya Allah, make the best portion of our lives, the end of it, Ya Allah. The best of our deeds, Ya Allah, the last deeds, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and make the best day, Ya Allah, the day we meet you, Ya Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, make it easy for us in the qabr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it easy for us when the malaika come to question us in the qabr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us pass that exam with flying colors, Ya Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, Ya Allah. This will only happen, Ya Allah, if we follow your commands and the teachings of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make it such, Ya Allah, that Amal Salihah becomes our hallmark, Ya Allah. Becomes our trademark, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, this month of Ramadan, you have given us the tawfiq, Ya Allah, to do some good deeds, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you showed us, Ya Allah, that we are capable, Ya Allah. That we've got the ability to do good, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let this continue after Ramadan as well, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, right till the next Ramadan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it such that our good Amal flow, Ya Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, you granted us the ability to come here, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, to sit with your pious servants, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant our Hazrat Mufti Sahib long life with izzat and afiyat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it such, Ya Allah, that we bring his ta'limat into our lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it such, Ya Allah, that our Hazrat Mufti Sahib, Ya Allah, is showing us the way of the sunnah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us follow this, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, he's leading us on towards you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, he's showing us how to get your muhabbat, Ya Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, grant us a Mufti Sahib long life with sihat and afiyat, Ya Allah, so that we may continue benefiting from him, Ya Allah. Keep his shadow over us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you'll be happy with him, Ya Allah, and his family, Ya Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, oh most kind and compassionate Allah, we ask you, Ya Allah, at all times, Ya Allah, to be pleased with us, Ya Allah, to grant us your muhabbat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, to grant us the understanding of suluk and tasawuf, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are weak, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are like small children, Ya Allah. We do not know much, Ya Allah. But Ya Allah, if you guide us, Ya Allah, if you take us by our forelocks, Ya Allah, and show us this path, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it simple for us, Ya Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, oh most kind and compassionate Allah, grant us the love for your Quran Kareem, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us be reciting Quran Kareem daily, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have bestowed some of us, Ya Allah, with the ability of making hifz of the Kalam Pak, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, keep it in our hearts firm forever and ever, Ya Allah. Do not ever snatch away this ni'mat from us, Ya Allah, because of our bi'adbi, Ya Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, grant us the ability to make tilawat ana al-layl wa ana al-nahar, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the ability to make zikr, Ya Allah. Make us from zakirin Allah kathiru wa zakirat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all the good deeds, Ya Allah, let it come into our lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us remove all evil deeds from our lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant us the ability and guide us to أخلاق حسنة يا الله اللهم اهدنا لأحسن الأخلاق لا يهدي لأحسن يا إلا أنت يا الله only you can guide us to good أخلاق يا الله يا الله remove evil أخلاق from our lives يا الله يا الله remove ostentation, pride, greed, malice, hatred, enmity, jealousy from us يا الله يا الله and replace this with humility, love, محبت يا الله. Oh my beloved Allah, grant us all the good qualities يا الله and remove from us all evil qualities يا الله. Ya Allah, we ask of you, Ya Allah. We ask of you and we beg of you, Ya Allah, to grant us good, Ya Allah, at all times, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant our children good homes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and you grant us good homes as well, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us always be in the company of your friends, Ya Allah, in the company of your pious ones, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you guide our wives and children, Ya Allah, at all times, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you guide us as well, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that are not married, Ya Allah, make it easy for them, Ya Allah. Grant them good partners, Ya Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, those that do not have children, Ya Allah, grant them pious children, Ya Allah. Those that have children, Ya Allah, make the children the coolness of their eyes, Ya Allah. Make it a means of sadaqah jariyah for them, Ya Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, Ya Allah, You have granted us the ability, Ya Allah, to study in this madrasa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, take it from strength to strength, Ya Allah. And every other madrasa in the world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever dini work is taking place throughout the world, Ya Allah, the jamaat that are going out in your path, Ya Allah, you crown the effort with success, Ya Allah. Every single maktab on the planet of this earth, Ya Allah, crown it with success, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, every khanka, Ya Allah, that is taking place, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you crown it with success, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant all the mashayikh of the world, Ya Allah, long lives with sihat and afiyat, Ya Allah. And you take the work of deen from them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us hissa in every work of deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are weak, Ya Allah. We cannot take part in every work, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but we make dua for their success, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, write us from amongst those that supported every work of deen, Ya Allah. O my beloved Allah, O most kind and compassionate Allah, you protect Haramain Sharifain, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you protect Masjid al-Aqsa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you protect it from the evil of those that are planning and plotting against the Muslims, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, O mothers and sisters in Syria, O brothers, Ya Allah, in Palestine, Ya Allah, in Afghanistan, Ya Allah, in the Muslim world where they are being tormented, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you know of their condition better than we do, Ya Allah. O my beloved Allah, you make a condition, their condition of difficulty, a condition of ease, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you change their condition, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our mothers and sisters, Ya Allah, make it easy for them, Ya Allah. They are widows, Ya Allah. They are orphans, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you look at them with a kind eye, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, look at them favorably, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and those that are plotting against them, Ya Allah, write hidayat for them, Ya Allah. If hidayat is not muqaddar and destined for them, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, nothing is stopping you from destroying them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have the ability, Ya Allah. O my beloved Allah, grant us, as the ummah of Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to come back onto your deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, so that we can draw from your treasures and we can draw from your help, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, how long are we going to continue in your disobedience and disobeying of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the ability to come back, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we're making tawbah to you tonight, Ya Allah. We're repenting to you, Ya Allah. We're turning to you, Ya Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, look at us favorably, Ya Allah. Look at us favorably, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive our shortcomings, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive our shortcomings, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you accept this dua of us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and many of us who got in, also we have hopes in you, Ya Allah. We got many duas that we may want to ask of you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant that to us, Ya Allah. اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم اللهم هذا الدعاء وعليك الإجابة اللهم هذا الدعاء وعليك الإجابة اللهم هذا الدعاء وعليك الإجابة وهذا الجهد وعليك التكلان وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وآله وصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.